Log Talk Radio.
It's 6:30 on a Sunday, and we are live. This is your weekly AA meeting with Arlo and Adam.
That's right, everybody. We are live. What is up? Welcome out to my humble home. I'm Adam, and with me, as always, is the Slayer of Hearts, the Gangster of Love. What is up, Arlo?
What's up, brother? You got it going again. I appreciate that.
I got it going. It only took me 7 days to come up with those, but we got it.
You told me you had a lot of them, and then you just stopped. My man.
That's right. We are live, and hopefully we are in high fidelity. Hopefully all the streams are coming at you nice and smooth. We're in my home where I've got good, fast internet. You'll notice the backdrop's a little bit different today. We are in this room, my den, and that's going to start being remodeled this week thanks to Sooner Construction. Thanks for John. These guys are awesome. I told them I'd give them a shout out because they're doing an excellent job on my home. And then next week, dude, either next week or the week after, I'm going to have my home office.
Oh, so it's like 2 weeks?
2 weeks away. Dude. Then we'll be so at our new home, God. And we're going to have some internet. We're going to do some cool stuff. Maybe might go on Facebook Live here in a little bit, maybe. Also, the big screen is back, so we're going to watch a couple of videos here tonight.
And big screen's working.
And it is
like
back.
It's not going to chew up all the internet and start messing everything
That's
up.
Right. I got plenty of bandwidth. Yeah,
sometimes
I
get ghetto in the apartment over there.
That's right. So, it's been a pretty big week, man. The home remodel's doing good. Back to work. I'm done with all my trips and stuff that I've been on for the last month. So, life's going back to normal. It's kind of slow. I got kind of used to it being packed. But and you've got a busy week, too, man.
I got busy life.
You do. Anymore. And I saw you went out on a hunt this weekend, and I gotta say, I'm like totally jealous.
You should be, dude. You should be. So, you know the girl that I'm talking to?
Yeah.
So she came down to visit me.
Uh huh.
Which that was dope.
Yeah.
That means something.
Right.
You know, you come 90 minutes away just to say, you know, come kick it with me. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But so we went to Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Tulsa, what the hell is it called? Extreme Tulsa VR, which is, you know, VR is virtual reality, of course.
Right.
Follow the acronyms, I'm sure.
I do.
So we get in there, and it's a zombie simulator, right? And, oh, you're about to pop that. Yeah, pop that shit up, dude. I need to follow him on Facebook, because they interviewed us. And I was like, can I be vulgar? And he's like, yeah. I was like, badass. You know what I mean? Ain't no sense in this.
Right.
But, so we go in there. Crazy. We get in there, and you got to, like, suit up, like, with this backpack. And then you get this headgear with goggles on, you know. And mm-hmm. You're like, I was like, okay, I don't really. And it's got all these little sensors to it.
And it's Tulsa VR?
Yeah, Tulsa Extreme Tulsa VR.
Okay.
And you get in there, and like you kind of get a little tutorial. It's mm-hmm. it's $46 and some change, or $48 and some change per person. It was for 30 minutes.
Okay.
Now, when I told people that, they're like, only for 30 minutes? I'm like, trust me, 30 minutes is all. This ain't like sitting on the couch playing, you know, Resident right. Evil or something. This is totally different. And, so it starts out, man. You get in there and you walk up to this section and you get headgear on and
right.
We can communicate. Me and her can communicate with each other and there's a guy watching us in case we get close to the wall.
So you got comms. You
yeah.
have the headsets.
Yeah, we got the headsets. We got comms.
That's awesome.
Like I said, there's a guy communicating to us and we get too close to the wall. But we're sitting there and it's like it's just like a video game that uh-huh. you're standing in. You get up there, and all of a sudden, over your headgear, you get a computer voice, which is, you know, someone that's not even there.
Right.
But it sounds real.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's a breach, and blah, 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 blah. And you're like in this old, rundown warehouse-looking thing.
Okay.
And they're like, or maybe it's a base, I don't know. But they're like, there's a breach in security, blah, blah, blah. And they're coming, and you can look down these hallways, right?
Right.
It looks like you're there. And you look down these like hallways, all of a sudden you start seeing things moving. And I was like, oh shit, there's things moving. This is gonna be coming too. And there's four, like three or four hallways we're looking down. And I'm like, there's only two of us.
Wow.
There's only two of us. So there's only two of us in here. You can get up to six people in a room.
Right.
Which I really wish we'd had four more people when shit started getting real. But we're sitting there, and you start seeing them moving in the dark, right? And then it starts getting closer, and then it's just like the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these things take off and just come sprinting at you.
Wow.
No remorse, just straight up coming for you to eat you. And so we got a gun. You get a gun.
Yeah.
And you got three different options. You got a shotgun, an assault rifle, and a sniper rifle. Which, okay. I have no idea why you might use a sniper rifle. It's all close combat.
Right.
But, so we get up there, and they're, like I said, they're just mass running at us. Just running at us.
Right.
And so you just start, right there, if y'all watch the YouTube part. And that's exactly what it is, dude. You're just sitting there, shooting them. They're running at you. You die, you get 10 seconds, and then you get to restart. You know, come that back is into the gameplay. I mean, we had a blast. It's really weird because it was so much fun. Like, I had a blast doing it. She had a blast doing it. But it's really weird for me because I didn't do that shit before.
You know? You talked about it, but it's...
Yeah.
I'm throwing it up here on the big screen so you guys can see it if you're watching us here on YouTube. If you're listening to us, check us out on YouTube. The video will be up tonight. But for now, I've got it up here on the big screen. This is what Arlo's talking about. This is extreme virtual reality, Tulsa. This is freaking awesome. Go ahead and continue your story.
Funniest part of the whole story wasn't her screaming.
Okay.
Wasn't her screaming, "Where am I at?"
Right.
Wasn't her trying to kick the zombie. Yep. The funniest part is, out of all that shit I just made fun of, she beat me. Yes,
that's awesome.
Yes, yes. And I said, well, damn, I guess I wasn't as badass as I thought I was. Now I'm gonna tell you, me and them zombies, if they would have went toe to toe, lights out.
Give them, you'll serve up those five knuckles of justice again, right? Through the
four knuckles of justice straight down the pipe, baby. But
that's awesome.
Got it here. She
this beat
me,
looks so intense.
She beat me almost 10,000 points.
Holy
I said, what
crap.
The f-? And it's funny because, like, our names on the thing, mm-hmm. hers was Killer, and I laughed.
Right.
You know, nope, no more laughing. Just, I'm done. Can't even laugh anymore. Can't even laugh. I was like, well, hey, you got to shut the fuck up real quick. Hey.
That is awesome.
I was like, yep. You know, that they send an email to mm-hmm. you that shows your scores. And I was like, yeah, that email said, we're about to fuck you up with some truth, big dog.
That's awesome. Once again, this place is called Extreme Virtual Reality. They're not paying us. This is just super cool. If you've got a thing for zombies or virtual reality gaming, immersive gaming, give them a shout out. They're over at 708 West Kenosha Street in Broken Arrow. Phone number is 918-286-6655. Now, if you guys work for them and you hear this shout out, give them a call because I want to try this. Say if you give me a discount. I just plugged you guys for free.
We need to send them a message and say we sent them on there.
I will.
Because they were cool. They told me to follow them on Facebook, and I've been meaning to. But, yeah, dude, it's total blast. Like I said, it's 30 minutes. And people was like, oh, it's only 30 minutes. No, trust me, your arms get tired.
Oh,
your
yeah.
heart gets tired. Like, it's just...
intense.
And, like, your arms get tired from all that. And it's just a plastic gun. Like, I had way more respect. I already had mountains of respect for armed service people.
Yeah.
Even more so now, because I carried a plastic gun for 30 minutes.
A little 2-pound gun compared
to... That was not loaded.
And you own some.
Yeah, I got like, heavy artillery, you know, but I don't carry it for marches and, you know, shoot it in the middle of.
You're going to go, I know you're going to go home tonight and you're going to fill this thing, like do laps around the your house or something just to see if you can carry
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's over now. I'm going to have to go do this.
Yeah. It's so freaking awesome, dude.
And, I mean, dude, it was a blast, though. And they also got golf carts in there. You can
oh,
race.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, total awesome, dude.
That's
I killed
cool.
I killed the golf cart. It was like the world's biggest workout I had because I hit no brakes. I just muscled it with no power steering. It would just slide like this around it. I was drifting in those things. I mean,
were you going all Mario Kart?
I was. Awesome. Somebody didn't run anybody off the road, you know?
See, when we went to Branson, we went and go-karts. Mm-hmm. And I love go-karts. And mm-hmm. I'm one of those people, you know, I'm like, eh, I don't really feel like going and riding. And then you get in the damn thing.
It's over.
Once you start moving.
It's over.
I mean, it's somebody's staple gun.
Yeah.
A smile to your face.
Yeah.
And I was driving these kids nuts because, I mean, you mm-hmm. Narrow curves, mm-hmm. you know, that you pass mm-hmm. on your straightaways and all of that good stuff. And I couldn't help it. I'm a goofball. And so I started doing the Mario voice as we're driving in. It's me, Mario! You know? My kid was laughing her ass off. And then the funniest part is when you see those kids' heads snap around. And what the fuck was that? And then they turn so hard that their go-kart moves too. And I was like, hey, that freaking works.
Dude, I was a maniac driving, dude. I was passing everything in sight. There was one guy that beat me.
Mm-hmm.
One guy that beat me.
Yeah.
And I can remember, he's wearing a pink shirt. And he passed me. And I was like, man, this SOB just passed me. But he's like 110 pounds. I mean, he could go like 80 in that thing. I mean, my big ass, it was chugging, you know. It was straining to pull me.
It had to work a little bit harder for
you. Yeah, I was like, yeah, this dude's got like, you know, 100 pounds soaking wet, couldn't wrestle his way out of a wet paper sack. So, you know what? I win in life.
Look, can't he have this? Come on, Arlo.
He can have the race. Funniest thing is my date I take.
Yeah.
Had a hard time reaching the pedals.
Right?
So she didn't go that fast. I mean, she did good, though.
Yeah.
She did awesome. It was a great night, though. It was a great night.
That's good, man. Yeah, I saw your Facebook post just as you had finished, mm-hmm. and you had posted on there, and I've never seen you so excited about something. I would have thought you just got it out of the ring, because, you were just, that was awesome. You got to come up here, man. It's freaking awesome.
It was a fun rush, dude. It was one of the funnest rushes I had. Just, I'm glad we went to it. I mean, because I didn't know what to do. Like,
right.
She's like, hey, I'll come down and see you Saturday. What do you want to do? And I was like, you pick. I was like, I have no clue. I don't. Most of ours was always, well, let's meet at the bar.
Yeah. True story.
I've never really planned a fun date. You know, she's like, I just want to do something fun. I'm like, oh, I have no clue what the fuck to do. What's fun? You know, I mean, I know what I like to do.
Is that dumb watching shit. You guys drink?
Yeah. I like the dumb shit. But.
Yeah. Spider-Man? Yeah.
Oh, Lord. That's what we can't have nice shit right there, Adam. First night in his house, he just dropped shit all over his computer.
At least it's my house.
It's true.
And it didn't go in, so we're good.
That's what she said.
It is what she says. Regularly.
I was money on that one.
You were, man. Without skipping a beat.
Not even a beat, baby. That's what I do. I do what I do, baby.
That's awesome. But, yeah, and then... So that went well. So I had a good, successful date on
third
that.
Time.
Third date.
Okay,
I'm getting serious, man.
It's getting creepy. Like,
yeah.
Not creepy, but scary for me.
Now you're in my territory. All right, let's get creepy. All right.
Yeah, I don't know what to do here anymore, you know? Like I've never hit that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary as
hell.
Hell.
Yeah.
Trying to watch the F-bombs tonight, and I've done use like two.
I'll help you out, man.
Yeah, scary as hell, man. I mean.
Right?
Like I said, I've never. Hell, I didn't. I can't even think of one that I took on a legitimate one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe dinner, and then it was to the bar.
Right.
You know.
Well, the bar's your comfort zone.
Oh, the bar.
It's so ironic because you don't drink.
But I grew up in it.
Yeah.
You know, and I learned a lot of bad habits in it. Mastered a lot of bad habits, and I just mean not even drinking or drugs, just the. Talking to girls the wrong way.
Yeah, we talked, visited a little bit before that we went live, and it just gets, it cracks me up because I've never seen this side of you. And it's great.
It is, man. It's a good feeling. And it's weird because, mm-hmm. like I said, I a little less long, one.
Right.
And one, I can't even say were real dates.
Yeah.
Like, they were just kind of, and now we're out three times,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, whoa, whoa,
yeah,
you know,
right?
I don't know, man. It's pretty awesome, though. It's pretty awesome. Now I seen what you used to tell me.
What's that?
When you used to tell me about just talking to one and talking to one. Now I see what you talk about. Well, I was like, oh, whatever, man. You don't need to be doing that shit. You need to go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, just because your face can't get any redder.
No, that's why I pulled my hat this way tonight. I thought I knew what we were talking about early.
Man, we had a other big thing going on here in Talon. We had a bomb square.
Square.
I can't even talk.
You said square.
Stuttered.
Just ruined it.
I did. We had a bomb scare here in Tahlequah. Somebody called a bomb scare. See, I did it again. Why can't I say that word? I can't say that word at all. That's crazy.
You said bomb square.
Twice. Someone called a bomb scare at the courthouse and the library. And supposedly had a 7-hour warning.
I work right in front of the library.
Right.
And when I went on my lunch break, uh-huh, I cut down that back alley that runs down by, comes out, you know, I know you know, but a lot of people don't know, there's that back alley that runs down those two streets, Muskogee, mm-hmm, and
College.
Yeah. That I ran through that alley, and yeah, there was cops everywhere blocking that block off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and you know what it was, don't you? Somebody just couldn't make court, so they called in a bomb scare. Guarantee it.
Well,
it's not ISIS.
And it was, I knew it, I mean, it had to have been something like that. I mean, logically speaking, rationally speaking, that makes the more sense. And of course, 100%. The poor cops, they have to and take it seriously.
Yeah, they have to, yep.
And, you know, no sooner did I start thinking, I was like, man, I wonder who was on the docket that day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the newspaper came out today. And they were calling out one of the counselors, and because he so happened to have been on that docket. But, well, it's been rescheduled several times. But I was reading into it, and it's not wasn't all of his fault. So I don't know if there's, like, some small-town politics going on, which I would assume.
Of course.
I mean, because all it would take is, you know, you piss off the wrong people, and then, oh, what a coincidence! So-and-so happened to have been on the docket when this bad thing happens. And, man, just people jumped. Did you see what I was talking about on Facebook? And they just came in there and was like, they didn't say who anyone else was on the docket. Uh-huh. They just pointed out that guy. And I'm not going to name names because, honestly, I don't think he would be so dumb being an elected official to call in a bomb scare.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Well, you know me. I'm a bad keyboard warrior. Mm-hmm. And especially whenever we get into those debates and such. Mm-hmm. And I always have to play devil's advocate. It's just ingrained in my head. But I just hate that everyone just makes up their mind. Just they see a coincidence and they're like, oh, that's what happened. Mm-hmm. They're just like, they're calling for this guy to step down now because it shedded light on him. You know, like, mm-hmm, if you or I, like, in high school, and we did something bad and we got caught, mm-hmm, and then something major happened in school that kind of distracted from it, we're not saying shit about what we just did.
Yeah.
We got busted for detention for because no one's going to notice. But now, if we're sitting in detention and then detention got a bomb scare in that, everyone's like,
point the finger at
us. Hey, what were you doing in there? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
So, I don't know. It just, it's not even a, I mean, obviously it's a big deal. It shut down the town courthouse for a while, but I was that really just really stood out to me because I talked to the guy. Yeah.
You know, the craziest part is bomb squares.
Dick.
Oh, love it. He's like, bomb squares.
Yeah, they're just little square things, you know.
Oh, I'm going to bring that up all through the rest of our life.
You know, I'm sitting there making my argument and making my point, and I see those wheels turning in your head, and you're just trying to find a way to bring up bomb squares again.
Every time, baby, every time. Every time. That's what I do. I just let it do what it do, you know.
Jeez, man.
That was the best one I ever heard. Bomb squares. That's going to be the when we're We're putting in the description tonight. Adam talks about bomb squares.
Here we go. We're talking bomb squares. And then some of these other things we've got coming on. We got, man, we got a lot of stuff happening today. On top of our personal lives, you know. Yeah. I've got some crazy headlines that we may throw out here in a little bit, such as a couple of them. Such as this dude. Before we get started, we are live, as always. Phone number is 516.
Keep going.
666.
I got a I had someone say they missed hearing this. Okay. So I'm officially going to keep saying it from now on. Pick up sticks.
9510. Once again, that's 516-666.
Pick up sticks.
9510. Call in. talk about these headlines we're talking about. Just something going on in your life. Maybe a successful date. Whatever's going on. We've also got a listener email that we're going to bring up here in a little bit.
All about that already.
If you would like to, if you'd like
it.
To shoot us an email, that's aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. Shoot us an email, and we'd love to go over some stories with you. That's what we're here all about, man. That's the whole point of the podcast. We've evolved, and I've loved where we've come, and we're still growing.
I do too.
But yeah, so I saw in. I had a brain fart. There we go. So this man got trapped. Let me set this up for you. You work for a bank, okay? Yep. We'll say you work for a bank, and you're filling the ATMs, right? Uh-huh. Well, you go into this bank, and this is an ATM room that it's a room. Uh-huh. So you open the door, go in there to start filling the ATM, and then you hear click. Turn around, the door locked. You are stuck in a safe, and the only way, and you fill in your pocket. Oh God, I left my phone in the truck.
In the safe?
In
Why
the
was there
safe.
An ATM in the safe?
Well, it's
or
like,
is he filling the cash for it?
Yeah, he's filling the cash, okay. And it's a secure room.
Okay.
So the only way this guy had to communicate with, I mean, it's steel, man.
And then you got limited air in that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he'd probably last like 10, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Somebody would eventually probably, hopefully, find him. But...
Yeah, so some guy was filling up a bank for the Bank of America, mm-hmm. and he got locked into the ATM room. And now, let's go to the flip side of this. You're going in there, and you're going to go pull out 20 bucks. You're going to go get a couple of beers, right? Mm-hmm. They don't take cards. We're going to get some cash. Stick your card in there. All of a sudden, a note pops out of the ATMs. Please call help. I'm stuck in the ATM.
That really happened?
This really happened.
I'm pretty sure I would scream and run off. I don't think I would know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'd grab a sledgehammer and bust that ATM, trying to be smart.
Yeah, the headline read, man trapped in ATM slips notes to customers begging for help. He was locked into the room for almost 6 hours because people weren't taking it seriously. They thought it was like a prank video, like a YouTube. You know, those viral Facebook videos where people prank them. And so
see, that's
like, what
what's wrong
hell?
With the world, man. People don't even know where to help people anymore.
Well, I wouldn't even say that. It's just, I mean, you see so much, you get desensitized to it. You see so many people pranking people on Facebook all the time, and they're like, oh, man, I ain't got time for this shit. I got to go. I'm on my way home. My wife's pissed. I got to get some diapers. If I'm late, she's going to have my ass. I ain't got time to mess with this shit. And
you know why I would do it?
What's that?
A, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know why else I'd do it? If I remotely thought it was a prank show,
yeah,
I'd be like, man, what if they're going to give me some cash for helping this dude?
Or hell, even a reward.
Yeah, something, man. I just saved someone's life, or even on a, you know, if Ashton comes out and I get punked.
Oh my God, is Ashton Kutcher here? Am I gonna get punked? Oh, this is punked, isn't it?
Exactly.
No, you're legit fucked. You're in the. You ain't getting out.
That guy's stuck in there. He ain't coming out. He's about dead. If 6 hours, he probably has about 10 hours of oxygen in that thing. That'd suck.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'd do. I hate being locked in anyways. Anyway.
Are you claustrophobic?
No, but I just.
Yeah.
The bees has got to be loose, man. I'm just saying, we can't be controlled. We can't. Bees can't be caged, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not claustrophobic at all, but that doesn't mean I love tight spaces. Like my current job, I'm a network technician. I'm the attic rat, as we call them. I'm the guy that goes up in the attic and I've got to pull all that internet cable throughout the building and drop it down into the wall so the other guy can get that drill into the wall, and we call them drops, and hook them up so you can make the internet work. Those attics kind of suck, especially because I'm getting big. I like to eat. And, and so we did that, and then I've also my bouncer house is like, if they get wet, you have to go inside and clean them. And when I say go inside, I mean you have to, while it's running, you have to unzip the back and shimmy your fat ass inside of the blow up, the inflatable, and it's literally just a little bit bigger than you or I.
Wow.
And then you have to go in, you have to go in with towels and shop vacs and
get all that. It's hot as hell in there.
Actually, with the wind blowing and circulating, it's not that bad.
Wow, that's interesting.
But God forbid you ever get it in, like, to the weather we have right now, the triple digits. Yeah, it'd be hot as hell.
You know, being that tight in there, the main thing I'd be worried about is if at that moment, you know, a bomb squirt got caught.
Oh shit, I'm fucked! I'm fucked!
Man, that's stuck in my soul. Freaking head, dude. That's all I can. Every time I look at you, I hear you say a bomb square on air.
God, you're a jerk.
I know. I know. I try to be nice. I try to be nice. It just don't happen.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
He said, fuck. Like, you try to act like Mr. O'Connor McGregor.
Man, Smalls. Oh, hold on.
What the crap did you just do?
Got to turn this sound off. We're going to go Facebook Live.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm going to go live too then, baby.
We're going to go double live.
This is going to be a triple live show because we're going to be live on the AA meeting page and we're going to go live on my page.
Confused yet? So am I. Welcome to the life of a married man. Just different varying levels of confusion. My wife isn't here to tell me what to think. So what we're going to do is we're going to go on Facebook Live here just in a couple of minutes. I'm getting this all set up for you. And then if you're on Arlo's personal page, he'll be live there as well. We're spreading ourselves out. So if you guys are listening right now, do us a favor and share the link. And it only takes a couple of seconds, and I promise we don't say anything too embarrassing to anyone but ourselves. So just do us a favor, help us spread the word, get out there. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, we live with Arlo and Sanchez. That's how we start them. See, you do it so cheesy, man.
I still can't even do it without clicking.
I try to be cool with it, baby. You know? I try to act like I've been there whenever I go places, you know. I'm about all that, actually. I'm probably the least coolest motherfucker, but they don't know that. It's called a poker face.
All right. Well, since is that like the Lady Gaga poker face? The poker face?
You're so stupid.
Yeah, that's what I do. Hey, well, since we're on your Facebook Live, while I'm getting mine all set up, we got a listener email, and he should be tuning in soon. And if he didn't, then that kind of defeats the whole purpose of sending us an email other than feeding us.
We're going to let this go for a minute, see if he tunes in, because I want him to see this live feed, man. I want this live feed for the story. As soon as I see his name pop up, I'm going to be like, all right, here we go, dog.
All right. Well, Frank, we'll leave your last name out of it. Frank, why don't you go ahead and chime in, because you've got a great story. And when I told Arlo what was going to be coming, that sounded wrong. When I told Arlo,
that's nasty.
When I told Arlo about this email, he laughed for a good 5 minutes. Man, and he's like, man, I forgot all about this story, man. All
right, man, you know what? I was going to jump in this story.
I don't see
Frank pop it up yet. I don't see Frank pop it up. Okay, so we got an email from my boy Frank. Email, of course. You know, we read these out loud. We'll read about loud. He don't care if I say his name, but he wouldn't even care if I said his last name. So anyways, he sent this email. It says, "Worlds talks to girls. Does he ever tell her to put her fine ass mama on the phone?" And I know that just sounds so horrible. That wasn't me. Don't get me wrong. That was not me. Oh, anyways, my old boxing coach. We were all eating at the local 24-hour restaurant.
That was not me. Go ahead.
We were all eating at the local 24-hour diner down here, old B&J's.
Right.
Any of my Tahlequah people, y'all remember B&J's. It's the best place to go after the bar. You mean we used to go there after we left the cubby hole,
yes,
man.
Yes, we did.
Well, one night we all go down there after we got done working at the club, and my old boxing coach was with us. We say he was an old school player. He just had that old school vibe to him, you know.
Right.
Just, like one of them old school, just old school ass player, man. So anyways, we're down there at B&J's, and he's on the phone with this girl.
Okay.
Throwing his, being suave, he always said this, yeah. That's exactly what he'd do. He'd always go, yeah.
Oh.
Do the LL, we always say, do the LL Cool J, you know, lick his lips. And he's doing this on the phone, right? We're sitting there, and he goes, he was, you know, hyping this conversation, you know. Right. He was doing his thing, and we're just like, okay, you just going to do this at the table. We're going to sit here and listen. And then we say, oh, shit's about to go down, because he goes, yeah. But instead of what we thought was coming, we hear this. Yeah, go ahead and put your fine ass mama back on the phone. And we're like, whoa, what? We said, man, that's some game right there. I don't even know what that is.
Holy crap.
That's another level shit, man.
Wow.
And Frank always remembers that. Frank's always like, dude, you remember that time we were at B&J's? I'll get random texts from Frank just randomly in life. It'll be like, yeah, put your fine ass mama back on the phone. We need to make that a hashtag. Hashtag put your fine ass mama back on the phone. Hey, Frank, if you listen, we're going to do that, baby. We're going to do that. I mean, I was like, who does that? And gets away with it.
Right?
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know. I never listened to any stories from the old timer. But he must be doing something right. Yeah, motherfucker shit. They always do that though. We always said the LL Cool J. Yeah. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Now I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna have to try it. I'll probably get laughed at.
I think Arlo just found his new sign-off, man.
That's it. He's like, Arlo, give it words to live by. Yeah. Put your fine-ass mama back on the phone next Sunday. Oh, shit, man. That's too much fun. I love doing this shit. I like get on Facebook, let people see how big of asses we make out of ourselves.
That's right. But, yeah, so we are live on Facebook. We are also live on Blog Talk. So, once again, for those of you on Facebook Live, our phone number is 516-666-9510. Or you can comment there.
Hey, what's up, Kelsey?
Or you can also shoot us an email, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to tell your stories, or if you've got a story with one of us, give us a shout out. Remind us, jog our memories, man. Arlo's been punched a lot, and I've drank a lot.
Man, I've forgot more stories in my life than anything. I mean, I got so many stories, dude. Hey, what's up, Kara? What's up, cutie? I got so many stories of just ignorance, man.
Right?
Ignorance. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, everybody's like, oh, most people think, oh, you're going to do these fight stories. No, I got a lot of fight stories, but I got way more dumb stories, you know? Like Mo telling everybody, what's up, killer? But I get told, you know, we got the one with Mo on that. We got the white trash wedding, man. I got a... Oh, Lord, man, this is, I don't even remember. I got to get refreshed. Like, I love when Frank sends me emails for this.
Right.
I love what he, because I don't even remember half these. And it just, like, brings back this whole huge, huge, like, just wave of, you know, fun times, you know.
That's the great part about, I say growing up, but that's when we found, you know, grew up as people, growing up in the bars, man, is you experience so much. And then you, especially all the great drinking stories or,
oh, about they were that great.
They get funnier the more you drink. If you ain't laughing, crack open a beer, tune in the AA meeting and, shoot us an email. We'll share some of our stories of, drunken debauchery or public humiliation. We're laughing with you, not at you,
man. I laugh at myself.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of good times though on all them old bars, man.
Oh, we did, man.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't trade those days for anything.
Right.
It's one of those things. It's like I wouldn't trade them for anything, but I'm glad they're over.
Right.
You know, like, because if I went back now and tried to do it, no, I'd be so much smarter. So much smarter. Like, I like to think I would be. I say I would be, but I doubt I would be. I mean, I'm pretty stupid still now. So. I like to think I'm going to be wiser. But, yeah, man. You know, I'm going to get a little personal on a story here.
Okay.
I never got personal life. Hey.
Don't worry, Arlo. I won't tell nobody.
Okay, hey, we can tell everybody right now, baby.
It's just you and me.
that sounds creepy as shit. I'm about to punch you in the face.
Just two guys. My wife's not home. It's just two guys down here at the den talking on our podcast. I'm not. Yeah. So anyway, let's hear this personal story. What do you got, man?
No, I haven't, Don. Someone says they ever pass out in your neighbor's front yard using your pants as a pillow. Nope. I could picture Adam doing that.
I haven't yet, but our key word is yet.
Yes, so. True. I have faith in you, big dog. I have faith in you every time, all day, every day, baby. But what I was going to get to was, like, me and my brother, we have a great relationship. Awesome guy. I mean, I absolutely love my brother. He used to help me train when I was boxing. Did a lot for me. He never had to do. And I got a little bit of a... It's just a story that happens today. Like, I've never didn't have this. I mean, it's kind of crazy. But like I said, he helped me out a lot with boxing. He didn't have to. You know, he learned how to do the mitts with me. He got fast to do the mitts with me because I was fast, baby. I was fast as I don't know what when I was boxing. But anyway, so he put up this link to Gotti Ward Round 9. Which
did it again? Go ahead.
You need to get rid of all. You ain't gonna have no more drinks up here, dog.
Nope.
he put up this link to Gotti Ward 1,
right?
Round 9. Anybody that knows that's my favorite fight of all time. It's my favorite fight of all time. I just love what they did, and people can say they argue that there's better fights. I don't care. You know, it's my personal favorite. You can have yours. But Gotti Ward Round 9, and I always said, you know. My knees went out, of course, when I was boxing. It sucks. It's, you know, shit happens. You got to find your next calling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes the things you want ain't where you're supposed to be. You know, I had to swallow a lot of pride with that when that happened. But anyways, my brother helped me out a lot. I said, learn how to do the mitts. Learn how to be fast with the mitts. Learn how to do a lot of things he didn't have to do for me. Well, in that time, he never really gave me a big compliment.
Right.
You know what I mean? He never really gave me a big compliment. He gave me a... hey, what's up, Kim? He never really gave me, like, a big compliment. Like, he'd be, like, the norm compliment, like a guy compliment. It's like, yeah, you a bad motherfucker. Oh, you hit like this. Oh, you do, you know, just kind of coach stuff.
Right.
Well, so today, I commented on that link that he posted of the Gotti Ward, because he loved the fight, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I always wanted one fight like that. One memorable fight like that.
Right.
That for the whole duration of the fight, that they would not pay for their seat. They everybody be standing.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted one fight like that.
Yeah.
I had moments in fights like that, but just I wanted the whole fight to be like
that. That was the brass ring. That's what you wanted out of this whole thing.
The whole thing. Just one memorable fight.
Right.
And I put that on his page. You know, on the comment, and he commented on it. He's never said something like this. It meant something to that. He said that would be awesome. He said that would have been awesome to see you show. How did he word it? He said it'd be awesome to show the heart that you have, to be able to show the heart that you have inside the ring that you have outside of it.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, he's never said. Never said that. And, I mean, I'm getting a little emotional right now. But then, dude, it literally brought a tear to my eye.
Wow.
And then when I read it, and I was like, wow, dude, that's... Because I growing up, I never had a dad.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my old man when I was 9. So I kind of looked to him. You know, he did a good job, you know, taking on responsibility of trying to help out a young man.
But he never had that. Yeah, I never had that kind of compliment from him. And I've always said, like, I've told a lot of people, like, I'm like, oh, I want to do it five more times. I want to do this many times. The only reason I really want to do it one more time is I want to be able to give it my all one last time for everyone who helped me.
Yeah. Well, and that's, it's so crazy whenever, because we've all got those people in our lives who don't talk a whole lot. Like me, you can't get me to shut up. And usually, like, I'm bad about ruining tender moments because I cut a lame joke or corny joke or something. But there's always those people, they don't say a whole lot. Or if they do, it's not matters of the heart. But, and then just out of nowhere, man, they just like, man, you remember mm-hmm. that time? Or I'm proud of you. Or, you know, they pay you that compliment, which if I would have said something like that, you're like, hey, thanks, man.
Yeah,
you know?
It was expected.
Right.
You know.
But for someone like that to bust those words out, man, then you're just like,
yeah, dude, it was huge when he said that or when he wrote that.
Yeah.
You know, and I've never had him say anything like that.
Right.
And he knows yeah. He knows what kind of he was there training when I broke my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, him and Mo was my coaches.
Right.
And so when I was there with my broke wrist, you know, it was, you know, just
yeah.
what I do. But I mean, he never said nothing about it. You know, he was like, hey, you did good. Like when after I lost that fight, I knew it was my last fight. I knew it wasn't ever going to be anything else.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. After that fight, I cried because I kind of knew it was done, and
yeah.
I was never going to get to go any further because mm-hmm. couldn't fucking do it. Sucks.
Yeah.
Hard shit's hard to swallow.
Well, I mean, you loved it. I mean, you yeah. lived it, dude. Yeah. I mean, and it's always hard when you immerse yourself and you put everything into it, and then it just, you know it, and you know you've hit the end
and
of
like,
the road.
And like even then that night, when I was in the back crying.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't like bawling, boo-hooing, but I had yeah. tears, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he just kind of came up, pat me on the back.
Right.
Said, you did good. Okay, that's what everyone else said, too. You know.
That's awesome.
But when he said, that would have been awesome for you to be able to show your heart.
Yeah.
That you have outside the ring, inside the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, damn, he does know, you know. And
oh man,
it was like finally, like, yeah. I never needed that acceptance,
yeah,
but it's fucking awesome.
Oh yeah,
to get that acceptance.
Yeah, hell yeah,
yeah. So that's kind of got fucked up with some truth today, you know.
Yeah,
good truth for once.
That's awesome. What about you guys out there? Facebook, you're on Arlo's feed. You're here on the AA Meeting podcast. 516-666-9510. Shoot us an email, AA Meeting podcast, or you can just comment there, and we'd love to hear your stories. We'll tell them there on the air. Or if you've just got something you want to visit with, or something to ask us, just give us a holler. We've got to talk about it, dude. We've talked about it for months now, and since you broke into the fighting, I know everybody is so sick of hearing about this upcoming fight, but the trash talking is on a whole other level. And I'm talking, of course, about the Mayweather-McGregor fight that is now official. What is that, August 27th, was it?
26th,
and they are out doing the tour, the press conferences now. And I've always said, European people take cursing and insults to a whole other level.
A whole new level. They take it to another level like I do. It's just second nature.
Man, they could. I don't get. If you're European, dude, I would love just to have some European person tell me off. Just like try to make me cry because I'm going to be laughing my butt off the whole time because they just. Did you ever see that movie Euro Trip?
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Of course, everyone's seen
Euro Trip. Watch that movie. I love it.
You're right.
And they're just sitting there, but Mayweather or McGregor, man, he's owning him. He's getting the upper hand, in my opinion. Every altercation they have, every mm-hmm. press conference they have, anytime they mix words.
I mean, the
McGregor, he's a comedian, man.
Okay, here's what's weird, and yeah. I don't know if you remember this or if it was on Sitting Ringside.
Okay.
But do you remember on one of the times we were talking about it, and I said, if anybody had a chance to compete or mess with Floyd before the fight, it yeah. would be McGregor. Because I knew the kind of shit talking he did. And my favorite one was the Toronto press conference.
The first one.
Yes, when they're in yeah. Toronto, and he's like, Floyd, he's like, you know, he's like, dress your fucking age. Yeah. I love that, dude, because, I mean, don't get me wrong, over the years, you've got to get a little better.
He's fucked.
Yeah. He's fucked. I love the way he says that shit, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, the accent's killer, dog. I'm a fan of him right now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's those people that they just love to hear. My wife's one of them. She just loves to listen to Sean Connery talk. And it don't matter if he's giving a heartfelt speech or an inspirational speech. She just loves the accent.
Dog, that's every girl. Every woman in the world would sleep with Sean Connery because of his accent.
Oh, yeah.
He just comes up, puts his hand on their shoulder and talks. It's over. It's over, dude. I'm like, dude, let me have that accent for like 2 days.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, yeah, for me is when he walked up and he's why the fuck do you have a backpack? You can't even read.
I tell you, my favorite part was that part, okay? That was good. That was good. But my favorite part's what happened after that.
Yeah.
After that, when the dude, when Floyd walks up to him and he's like,
yeah,
you say I can't read. I do numbers, motherfucker. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I am money. And he's like, you owe money. I say, dude's just roasting him, man.
Oh, and he packs.
I mean,
he's like, give me that effing backpack. And he brings it and he holds up that uncashed check from the Manny Pacquiao fight. To me, I was like, just imagine if you're Manny Pacquiao. And how long did they negotiate that fight?
What I want to know is, how long can he really hold on to that check? I mean, it's a $100 million check.
Can you imagine writing somebody a check for $100 million?
And not cashing it?
Yeah. Yeah, this check is still delinquent.
I can't write someone a $100 check without having them tell them cash that shit right now.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he don't want it? All right, well, we're going to go spend it. Man, if I rented out a bouncer house or something, and like somebody gave me like a couple $100 check, you just best believe
going straight that the day.
And I understand he's a wealthy MF-er that's got more money than most CEOs in our country.
Hey, maybe that's why he owes money, because he never cashed that check, so he needs that money, and he waited too long.
You know that IRS, that tax collector said,
I'm waiting on you to cash that check, son.
You mean wait for this
okay,
fight.
Here's what I don't get. I'm going to start bashing, because we've been bashing Floyd for a while, man, talking about insurance fraud, all this other jazz.
Right.
You know, he's sitting there, and he says he owes money.
Yeah.
Or the IRS says he owes money. And he said, well, it's complicated. No, it's not. Yo, money, it's not that complicated. He said, my money isn't just like cash. It's tied up. It's hard to make it cash. You got a $100 million check sitting in your bag. You can make that cash real quick.
And he's telling that guy that everybody knows carries his money, hey, go wait in the car real quick. Just go in the car a second. I got to talk to these guys.
Yeah.
I ain't got no cash.
Hey, get out of here.
You see any cash?
You walk around with a $100 million check. You walk around with a $100 million check in your bag. Either A, you lying.
Hold on a sec. My Lambo's on fire again. Hey, call Allstate. Call State Farm. They're on my side.
What was it? 5 cars that went up in flames this year?
In a month. Or in 2 months.
Yeah, 5 cars go up in flames. 5 cars go up in flames. That tour bus goes up in flames. And it's like millions of dollars.
Arlo, it's complicated, okay?
it's not that complicated, let me tell you.
You know what it is? It's hard work.
Dedicated.
Yeah.
That's all he said.
Hard work.
Yeah. Come on. And I will tell you this one time. For one time, I've seen Floyd not get the upper hand talking trash. I don't know if he's seen.
He's got like 2 digs. I've seen 2. And that's heavily cut and edited live reels.
Hey, what's up, Roy? I don't know if Roy's still watching. But
oh, yeah. Up.
And you know, yeah, man. I mean, he he just didn't seem. I don't know if he's just not into it because he needs the cash. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's just not into it, or he also seems the way he's walking around is going, yeah, buying time to say something.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's when you stop doing things you're doing
right.
is when everything starts catching up to you. Yeah. And he ain't took a shot to the head in over a year.
Well, we've constantly compared this to call this the David and Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and he's obviously Goliath. He's the mm-hmm. giant. I mean, he's the one who's got anything to lose. Mm-hmm. I mean, if Connor loses, then he's like, man, you know, I tried.
Yeah.
I stepped out of my comfort zone and tried something else. But if he wins,
and I
think that's what Mayweather's playing. I mean, he's got nothing to lose, so why is he going to get out there and be all...
There's 2 ways I see this. Like yeah. I said, A, he ain't took a punch to the head in over a year.
Right.
he looked slower when I watched him throw punches, and I haven't ever seen him look slower. Even when he was at 38, 39, I never seen him look slower. I was like, man, he's still fast. How's he doing that?
Man, I'm 41 and I look 20.
Yak 10, he says. But what gets me is he gets in there and says, you know, like I said, he looks slower.
Yeah.
I'll tell. And the thing is, what's getting me is that reaction to the trash talking. I don't know if it's A, selling the fight to make it look like he's weaker, so it brings in all the MMA fans that Conor can hype up.
Right.
Or, like I said, usually your injuries catch up to you about a year after.
Yeah.
About a year after of not doing it, all stuff will start building up to you.
Yeah.
A lot of those injuries just start adding up to you. For whatever reason, I guess because you're not as active. It's not keeping them, you know, moving. It's not keeping everything moving. If things just start settling. Which makes me wonder is the reflexes / kind of reaction time to things not as fast? Because when Connor's bashing him, he's just sitting there. And then when it's time for him to bash Connor, he don't have the same, like, it looks like he's sitting there and the wheel's turning. You know, like, he's got to sit there and be like, so I say, yeah, real long, so I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to hop on every press conference. They booed him in New York, man.
I mean, go look at him versus Ricky Hatton.
Yeah.
Go look at the press conference of him and Ricky Hatton. Go look at the press conference of him and De La Hoya. And this man is just, when it comes to talking trash. And then now it's kind
of
like,
he's got a whole new kind of enemy that right now, though. I mean, he's got a whole new opponent.
And like I said, that goes back to B.
Yeah.
Where I said A was either it's hype, either it's just him making himself look weak to hype the fight.
Well,
B, it's him losing a step all the way around, because people's like, well, people tend to forget that boxing, you take a big, huge beating. Huge beating. No matter what you're doing, even when you're training.
Right.
All the above, you're taking a beating. So makes me sit there and wonder if, like I said, not only is he losing reaction, but his mind ain't as sharp. Anybody can count numbers. You ain't got to be super sharp to count.
Yeah.
But you got to be super sharp to come back with the quick reflexes of wittiness. And he don't have that right now. But C is, or is Conor McGregor just that good at shit talking?
I've got to say C, man.
You're going with C. Okay. And then everybody got an opinion out there, man? Drop it down out here on the live feed. You know, whatever y'all want to think about. Call in. Drop that number again.
That's 516-666-9510. See, you hadn't been throwing that out. I'm all even out of rhythm here.
You never gave me a chance to. Cut it off, baby. What are you talking about?
We've also got an email, AA Meeting Podcast. If you're a little bit more long-winded and you want to type up an email, we've got it sitting right up here. We're watching for your emails. Or just drop a comment there on the live feed. You know, I saw a story come out about them, though, and they've got pictures. They're flying on the same plane. Between all these,
well, they've showed that, but are they really? Like, have they? Is it I've seen, like, the pictures I seen showed McGregor coming out, but you couldn't see the back, like, inside the plane. It was dark,
right?
And I mean, hell, 99% of those private jets all look the same.
Well, and I confess, as somebody who hates people who just see a headline and buy into it, the photos were really damning. It's not too controversial, I guess, of a story, but they're saying that it's 99% just BS trash talking. That's all hype. That they don't mean half of this crap.
What's up, Marv?
They're publicizing to make their money, which there's nothing wrong with it.
Because what I didn't get is they're sitting there saying that they got off the same plane. And one of those pictures is showing Floyd coming off, and there's like this pink-looking ribbon thing on the side of it, painted. Well, when they show Conor coming off, supposed to be the same plane, they don't show that. It's like zoomed in. So it just looks like he's coming off a private jet. I mean, get the fuck out of here.
Well,
if they are, they are. If not, it's not. I mean, I personally, since the time this started, especially after Floyd got busted for this IRS thing, I personally think, regardless, and that's not going to change, I'm going to sit here and think that this whole fight's just so he can get out of debt.
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, you've never seen me in the same room as Batman, right?
Matter of fact, I've never seen Batman, so I don't.
Just saying. But I mean, would you believe it if Is it within the realm of possibility that these guys are actually, they're hanging out together on the planes?
If they're sitting there hanging out on a plane, like people speculate
on this tour
and trying to make it, trying to make it out to be on this tour.
Right.
If they are, A, that's even more disrespectful to the sport. B, it pisses me off, first of all, because it's that disrespectful. And, I mean, they got things that, they got an opportunity to do something great.
Right.
They got an opportunity to sit here and do something so great that you wouldn't even realize it. Mm-hmm. That you don't even know how great the opportunity they got right now. But they're just going to sit here and make a mockery of it by just making it for money.
Well, and they're taking them to the industry that no combat athlete wants to be compared to. And that's, you know, pro wrestling. Mm-hmm. Because they're...
Yeah, the press tour is pro wrestling.
Trying to find a way to put this, nobody can deny the validity of any combat sport such as MMA, UFC, Bellator, boxing, whatever.
Well, it's kind
of
bullshit sometimes.
Right. And then everybody knows that, you know, pro wrestling is scripted, that it's choreographed, that it's... And I wouldn't say that this fight is in that same realm, but if this is in fact true, that they're on the same plane, that they're actually civil to each other, and then they're just, hey man, I'm going to talk so much shit about you, and just don't mention my mama, don't talk about this, don't talk about, and I'm sure it was in the contract that you can't talk about Floyd's domestic abuse past.
Because he hasn't mentioned that.
Right.
And he's roasted him hard and not mentioned it. That's true, man. That's a good observation there.
Yeah.
That's a damn good observation. I don't... What irritates me the most, like I said, is they're making a mockery of this shit to me. Yeah. And that's what pisses me off the most about it.
Right.
Because they got an opportunity to do something so great that they're not even going to take the advantage of. And not only just not take the advantage of, I know tons of people, as well as myself, that would have died... Would die to just been on their stage one time.
Yeah.
And I know people that deserve it. I know people that should be on it. I feel like I love to have been the same way with them. And they got something that they're going to get to do for $100 million that a bunch of us that busted ourselves up and can't do it no more, that would do it for $20 in a road map.
So last week you said that you, when the IRS stuff came out, you said that you're, man, I'm rooting for McGregor now. Has that changed?
No, I still like him. I started getting into his hype train once he started talking shit. I like him. Is he going to win? No. No, he's not going to win. But, man, I'm pulling for the dude. I told him from the jump. From the jump, dog. Yeah. If I could have just got the chance to train this dude, I could show him. I know I could, because I'd get a dude that... The thing I don't like about McGregor is he's real stiff. He's real stiff. He's like... Yeah. This is what he looks like when he's punching. He looks like...
Okay, I know you're breaking it down, but I have to ask, am I the only one that thinks he looks like a damn chihuahua? When he gets pissed, now watch, you know what, I'm going to find some footage, and we're going to put it up here on the big screen. When he gets pissed, he starts bowing up, and he flexes, and all guys do, right? Uh-huh. Any guy who gets pissed, those... You
tense up and just...
Man, what the hell are you talking? I mean, we're like cobras, man. We flare that hood.
Yeah.
But when he does, those arms come out. But he's scrawny as hell. And so that's like a five-year-old trying to bow up
he's
to
not
a...
That scrawny. He's not that scrawny. I'm full of... Don't be mad at him with that.
Tell me he doesn't. You're going to watch him in this next press conference or something. And he's going to start in his tailored fitted suit.
I think it would be different if he wasn't in that skinny suit.
Well, that, yeah.
Because he's not that narrow. He It's just that suit's so slim fitting.
Right.
That it gives off that impression that...
Well, it's
giving off the impression that he is that narrow.
Yeah.
Because when he's in there to fight, I mean, he's solid, dude. He's a...
Yeah.
He's a big 160. He's a big, big 160, a big 170, whatever he's fighting at. He's fought down at 140, I think, 145 also. Yeah. He's gotten down that low.
Well... Dude's got style. I mean, no one can take that away from him.
Dude's got style. I mean,
how many can
style for days.
Wear a suit like that makes you look cuts 20 pounds just by the looks of it. Mm. And I was like, man, those are some sharp pinstripes. And then you zoom in and they say, fuck you.
Dude, that's dope. I mean, I'm a fan of him now.
I'm impressed with his dance moves.
I used to sit here and bash the dude. Right? Yeah. I was like, oh, he's so fake. Oh, he's so this. But on this press tour, do I think he's going to win? No. No.
Balls, dude. Like bowling balls.
Yeah.
Just some cojones, man.
I mean, do I think he's going to win? No.
Yeah.
I don't think he has a snowball chance in hell. Because when I watch him box, and there's two ways you can look at this. If I was coming in to the world of MMA, let's say I was a top-notch boxer, right?
Right.
Let's say I was legit, just straight, you know, badass, world-class, number one in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, I want to knock this dude out who's talking trash about boxing in MMA. There's two ways I look at it. Well, I'm not going to show you my whole hand.
Right.
I'm not going to, you know. So what I do is I let you see what I want you to see when someone's filming me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to look like shit.
That's
trying to act like I'm breaking into your world.
Look at you turning into me and thinking on the other side.
Exactly, man. I mean, so and so I started thinking. I said, is that the possibility that he's doing?
Yeah.
Because he's got a sparring partner sitting there saying, well, I'm not even Floyd Mayweather, and I was touching him all day.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watch him train, it's just this. He's just, I don't like his stiffness. You watch Floyd, it's pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, he looks like a fighter. I mean, he looks like a boxer.
You see all that. You see the movement. You see the flowing.
Yeah.
But when I see him, it's just, like, when I watch him do things, and this is what I get to people. People's always like, well, it only takes one shot. Well,
right.
Yeah, but he's still got to land it. And if he's selling out his punches,
mm-hmm.
then it's not going to matter.
Right.
But what I look at is when you see him throwing,
mm-hmm.
and if you've done this long enough, if you've been in this long enough, it's like you can see him think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he turns, you see this. And there's a small, and I mean a small fraction of a second.
Right.
Small fraction of a second that I see.
Mm-hmm.
Where you see him pop, 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 think,
turn.
Pop, 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 think, make a movement.
Yeah.
It's not just pop, 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 pop. It's none of that.
Right.
It's just think. Think
he's getting all the modules right, but he doesn't putting them. He's not putting them together.
And that's what
yet,
irritates so me flow. About his training.
Right.
That's why I said, dog. If I could have trained him, I think I could have trained him to win because he'd have been a top-notch athlete against a top-notch athlete.
Yeah.
I'm not saying a top-notch fighter against a top-notch fighter. I'm saying mm-hmm. athlete against athlete.
Right.
Uh-oh. He said Corley tagged him. He talking about Chop Chop. You talking about Floyd and Chop Chop? Skyler, he said Corley tagged him. He ain't smooth.
Oh.
Floyd is smooth. Everybody gets hit. Corley used to be able to fight. I think he's talking about DeMarcus Chop Chop Corley. And I bring that out a lot every time I talk about Floyd when I mm-hmm. say what's wrong with Floyd. I brought that out in sitting ringside.
Right.
When we said why does Floyd get so defensive?
Mm-hmm.
And I always said I think it's in the chin.
Yeah.
In boxing, you can really hide your chin. Because you can either be defensive, mm-hmm. aggressive, boxer, or boxer-puncher.
Mm-hmm.
And Floyd's a counter-puncher. And when I talk about chop-chop, chop-chop was a southpaw. Okay. Floyd's always had a little bit of an issue with southpaws. But even though chop-chop wasn't smooth, chop-chop was a boxer. And Corley, chop-chop Corley, may not have been the smoothest, but he was a boxer and a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he would take one to give one. And the thing is he still threw the punch properly. Like, I still watch Connor sometimes. He'll do this. That little bit gives it. I don't care if I do this and I stick you with a jab.
Right.
If I see your elbow come up after I stick that jab, I know something's coming.
Right.
I know to either pivot out, roll my shoulder, do something, mm-hmm. other than just stand right in front of you. And like I said, that's... Chop Chop may not have been smooth, but Chop Chop wasn't real as, I don't want to say robotic, because people's going to be like, oh, I think he looks robotic. There's super robotic, where you look extremely stiff, and then there's where that, I've read a book and think I can box robotic, and that's what he reminds me of. That's exactly what
Well, that's certainly not going to benefit him well whenever he finally gets to fight day.
Hey, call in, Skyler, if you want to, Bubba. It's 516-666-9510. But yeah, no, I agree. He's a pro nonetheless, but mm-hmm. I know a lot of pros that ain't that good either. I mean,
this is true.
There's catch-22s and everything. Do I think he's got a chance? Everybody's got a chance.
Well, I mean, you're in there. And well, all it takes is one weakness, one hole, exploit one opening, and he could just get lucky and graze the button and put him down. I mean, it can happen.
Crazier things have happened.
Yeah.
The thing is that I look at is he don't – does he have a chance? Well, of course he has a chance. He's sure. getting in there. Yeah. I don't care if the dude's 0-31. I've seen mm-hmm. my guys fight a guy that was 0-27 one time just as a tune-up fight.
Yeah.
We took a guy up there to get a tune-up fight. And, hey, Skyler, it's 516-666-9510, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I see guys in there that don't watch the, thanks, everybody's about to call in.
Okay, cool.
I like Skyler. I mean, me and Skyler have some of the best conversations just about fights and sports. I mean, he's just an awesome dude. The only thing I don't, like I said, he's got that real stiff robotic, and mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say it's not gonna work, but he needs a game plan.
Right.
And I haven't heard a game plan, which I wouldn't say my game plan. There it is.
All right. All right, caller, you are live on the AA meeting with Arlo and Adam. What's your name, bub?
Skyler.
Skyler, what's up,
what's
dude?
What's up, brother?
What's up?
Good to hear from you, man. I always love the points you make. Hang on, we're trying to work on that. Can you hear him? What do you got turned up?
Keep going, man.
Can you hear us any better?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I agree, Chop Chop. He does have issues with southpaws. He had issues with Zab Judah. He had every... And you know, but the thing is they're...
I just don't think he's impervious to get tagged. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely not. No one is. And no one is.
He ain't... I mean... Connor ain't no Shane Moses. I mean, I think that was the best I ever seen Floyd get hit. But
yeah. And you know what?
I think he landed a shot.
And you know what sucks about that with the Shane Moses thing? Shane was just too old to finish it. Shane was just too old to finish it. If Shane would have been 5 years younger, and people get mad because I say this all the time. If Shane would have been 5 years younger, Shane would have finished it. When he fought Moses, you could see... And like I said, when you train people, when you do this, when you get with people, when you're in this area with them, you saw the wheel turning, and then Shane would throw. Like you could physically almost see him have to think about pulling the trigger, and that's when he'd hesitate and not be able to pull the trigger because he'd not miss the opportunity. But with Connor, man, does he have a chance? Yeah, because he does hit hard. He does hit hard. I don't think it's going to be a one punch knockout. It's not going to be like an MMA fight where he just one punches the guy. It's going to be a setup, and that's what scares me. Because when he sets it up, if he does wobble Floyd, theoretically, if he does wobble Floyd and hurt Floyd, hurts him decisively, it's going to be, is he going to know what to do? Because it's not MMA. And there's a different approach you take.
I agree. I don't get the delusion that Floyd... Or he's going to outbox Floyd because no mm-hmm. one's been close to outboxing Floyd.
Absolutely.
But I think he has a shot to do damage is the only thing I think.
I agree.
He has a real shot to do damage. Just like Haseem Rockman did to Lennox Lewis back in the day. I mean, those are both pro fighters, but no one predicted that. It's definitely got a puncher shot.
Yeah, he does. And then he does. I'll give him that. I definitely give him that. And like I said, the only thing that gets me is it's not going to be like a one-shot knockout like he does with these... you know, 4 ounce gloves to MMA guys. It's going to be a hurt him bad and see what, it's going to be a hurt him and hurt him bad. And from that point on, it's going to be, does he know what to do in boxing? Because 90%,
he may be like a house cat that catches a mouse that just plays with it. Yep. He might not have anything to do, but I ain't buying the fight because I think it's going to be one of those things where Floyd does Floyd and bores us to death and yep. outpoints him because he's just that better. I don't see a purpose in buying that fight.
No,
otherwise, if I really thought stood a chance to win, I'd probably buy the fight.
But absolutely.
I don't want to watch Floyd doing Floyd.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is when I look at it, if I decide to watch it, it's going to be either get a bunch of people and we all pitch in $10.
I was thinking about that earlier.
Or it's going to be I'll go down to Buffalo Wild Wings or stream it for free on a computer. I mean, because I don't really want to pay for it because how much money they're making. I kind of want to just rip them off.
NSA, feds, if you're listening, we're just joking.
We're just joking. This is all bullshit.
We're just joking.
Okay. This is all bullshit we're saying.
Now, here's what I think. I think Connor's already won the immortal ground. Mm-hmm. He's gonna get paid better than any other MMA fighter before him.
Yep.
If he goes the distance, that's not good for Floyd. Floyd needs to finish the fight. I mean, Floyd needs to be the boxer. You know, Connor needs to be the lion that gets thrown in the shark tank. That's kind of what I think is going to happen here.
Yeah.
I mean, can a lion kill a? Yeah, but the shark's in the water. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I think that's what's going to happen. Like a lion getting thrown in a shark tank here.
Yeah. And the only way I can really see Floyd, because Floyd's not going to go for the gusto. I don't care what happens, what Floyd says. Floyd will never go for the gusto. But if Floyd was to hurt him and to get a chance to knock him out, it's going to be catching McGregor when he throws one of those off-balance punches that he leans in, or catch him coming in throwing a punch.
You know, for me, honestly, I got to say the fourth round is going to be for some reason, to me, the fourth round, I think that's where we're really going to see it become a fight. I think the mm-hmm. first three, I mean, they're three-minute rounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I put money on it. We don't see any magic in the first round.
No.
Maybe a couple of hard swings just to see if they can land, but not with full intention of, like, doing bloody damage.
Yeah.
Second round, they'll get a little bit more serious. The dancing will probably start to dwindle a little bit. Third round, they're going to start measuring each other. Fourth round's when we're going to start seeing real punches go in. They're, okay, I'm done messing around with this fool. I think if anybody's going to get knocked out, it's probably going to be in the fourth round. And then if it progresses, I think I just do not see it going the full fight. If it does, I'm going to call bullshit. I'm just going to say, okay, now.
Man of his word over here. He said bullshit.
Well, I mean, because then they're not taking it seriously. There's no way. I mean, I'm sorry, and I'm a McGregor guy. Mm-hmm. But I just do not. I can't take him credibly and take him serious that, you know, he's going to last 12 rounds with one of the greatest fighters of this generation. Mm-hmm. Not of all time.
Not of all time, but of this generation. I agree.
Now we'll keep in mind, now, if this was venues reversed and this was Floyd crawling into an MMA ring, octagon, it would have been a total different. We would be singing the same tune in the opposite key.
Did you hear him say that? He said, I don't care if it's in a ring or an octagon. That fool knows damn well he ain't going to fight him in an octagon. I don't care what he says.
Man, I thought
Floyd don't.
No,
yeah.
No,
Floyd,
he
that's
doesn't.
His whole career. I'll take chances. It's hit without getting hit.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do that.
And he even says in an interview somewhere, the point of the game is to hit the other guy without getting hit. That's what Floyd does.
That's true. And there ain't no way he can be able to do that if he got in the octagon, because he can get taken down, he's going to get kicked in the leg, he's going to get something other than just be able to tuck his, you know, high behind his shoulder.
That's absolutely
and
what
Adam
right.
Said, Adam said that it's going to be in the fourth round, and I think it's over an eight. I think it's over an eight, because if you watch any of McGregor's fights, and I like him, but man, he gets gas. He's an explosive guy. Like it's
mm-hmm.
quick shots of just of power. And man, no, he gassed the first time he fought Diaz doing that. He got tired. He had a gas it and break a whole bunch of the second fight. I don't think his fighting style is meant for any kind of endurance.
True.
You know, I
Mayweather is.
I have to 100% agree with you.
At the least. Remember what Floyd did to Ricky Hatton?
Yep.
Counter.
Just got eight rounds, pulled deep water, and beat him down.
That's true. That is true.
Well, we are live on the air. We're talking to a caller, Skyler. And if you would also like to weigh in on this or just any other topic, give us a call. The phone number is 516-666. I waited for you. Didn't follow through.
Dude, I was sitting there. I was lost. Pick up sticks.
95-10. I'm going to go ahead and end the Facebook Live portion of this podcast. Give us a call in, and if you want, you can shoot us an email. That's AA Meeting Podcast. The show will continue on. So listen in to us. Tune in. Call in. The YouTube video will be uploaded later on tonight.
Hey, Tyler Cagle, if you want to call in, brother, you can call in too. It's 516-666-9510.
Pick up sticks. It don't work for me.
You don't say it. It's cool. But I hear what you're saying too, Scott, about the styles. I mean, and that's true. You know, styles will make fights in this. And like he did, I can see the same thing happen with the Hatton. And, you know, the thing is because I don't see McGregor to cut off the ring. I see him to get caught in the chasing game. Not because he couldn't do it. I just see him not to have the experience to do it.
Well, Skyler was saying, go ahead, Skyler.
Yeah, it's not like Ricky Hatton was a pro boxer. Mm-hmm. He was top of the food chain boxer.
Mm-hmm.
He might not have had the power that McGregor has, in the left hand and the southpaw present some of the same chances or problems, but. He was a pro fighter. I mean, he was a champion fighter.
Top notch.
You know, it's the same thing. And Floyd made him look bad in the later rounds. And Floyd, I think he knocked, was it the 10th round he finished him or knocked him down?
Yep, 10th round is when he finished it. Knocked him down twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have any delusions that he's going to, you know. But I think if you see something, I'm going to say it's before 6. Anything goes after that, probably going to see McGregor laid out on the ground.
Probably so.
After 6.
I agree. I think we're in the same ballpark, you and I. Anybody can say what they want about McGregor. He's not dumb, though. You don't get at his level by underestimating your opponents. He may not like him. He may not respect him. But he does know how dangerous Mayweather is. So he might fook around with him for the first couple of rounds, but he's not going to give him a whole fight to just lay out the damage and catch him unawares. I mean, no one wants to be that guy who talked themselves up into a multi-million dollar fight and then just did not take their opponent seriously and just laid out.
That is a good point. I mean, because if you get in there and you treat it like you just said,
yeah,
it's bad for both your careers. That's a career killer move, and Conor's only 27.
Right.
And he's going to make $100 million, but he wants to be a billionaire like Floyd does.
Well, and we see it in UFC happen all the time. People get out there, they drop their hands, they decide to show, but we saw it just a couple of weeks ago when that fighter was going up against Holly Holmes, and she decided she wanted to dance around.
Got smoked.
Got her right on the money. She laid out. She had the opportunity to take on to the chick that beat the legendary Ronda Rousey, mm-hmm. and she dropped her hands, and she's like, man, I ain't taking this beat. Well, I mean, it happened.
That's just dumb. I mean, if you do that, you are seriously, seriously just stupid.
Don't do it against, you know what I mean? Don't do it against either one of these guys.
Yeah.
I don't see Floyd taking a whole lot of chances to get knocked out. I really don't. I think he's going to take him into the deep water and just drown him in the late round.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That,
right.
That's, you know, I think that would probably be, I don't know what, I mean, Floyd's not a big guy, so I don't think his stamina is that going to be that big of a deal. It's never been a problem in the past, but he is 40.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think going 12 against a guy that much younger than him might not be the smartest plan,
mm-hmm.
but I think, you know, fighting him to finish him in the middle round would probably be the best plan. Let him get tired because Conor gets tired.
Yep.
And then when he gets tired, finish him because he has the skill to do so. And you know, it's you know, he's always going to be 49-0 regardless of this fight. Cause this fight, I'm sorry, it might count in the record books, but
it don't. Yeah.
This ain't the fight you're going to beat with. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
This is the fight you're going to break Rocky's record. I think there will be always an asterisk next to it if he wins this fight.
There's a lot of asterisks beside a lot of his wins.
Well, what it boils down to is Mayweather has nothing to prove, but he's got everything to lose.
Yep.
McGregor's total flip side. If he loses, you know, he's got nothing to lose. He's got everything to win.
So you're saying Floyd by stoppage in
4.
In 4. Skyler, you're saying Floyd by what?
6.
6? Stoppage by 6?
I'm going to say Floyd stopped him. I'm going to say the Floyd stops him in eighth round.
Okay,
I don't think Conor can. I don't think Conor. If Conor can't knock him out, before that, he's going to drown in the eighth round.
I'm going to go with what I always go with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a 12 round unanimous decision. Oof. Just Floyd.
I mean, I'll be glad to get my money's worth, but I'm going to be so pissed.
If it comes to a stoppage, it's not going to be due to Floyd just pummeling him.
Right.
It's going to be nine rounds to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to just throw in the towel because there's no need for him to keep taking punishment that he don't, even though it's not horrible punishment, it's repeated, right. You know, punishment. So that's what I'm going to go with. That if
volume punching is damaging. Yeah. I mean, volume punching is damaging. Nick and Nate Diaz live off of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
pressure breaks pipes.
If Floyd can land at will, why not?
You exactly.
Know? I don't know.
Well, Skyler,
I don't think Floyd taking early chances, but I do once he sees Connor looking up at the clock and breathing out of his mouth, I bet he opens up a little bit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He'd be a fool not to.
Well, Skyler, we really do appreciate you calling in and weighing in, and especially since you agreed with me on this.
Nobody agrees with that.
You're starting to break up a little bit, so we're going to go ahead and let you go. You call in at any time, okay?
All right, y'all take it easy.
You too. You have a good one. But yeah, I mean, I think we're all there on that same page, man. I can't see it going the full fight, but you know,
I do, and I know it's going to ruin everybody.
I got
Frank watching live now. Frank, man, you missed
it, the
dog.
Story,
I
dude.
Was waiting on you. It started at the beginning of the live feed, dog. I said, man, where's Frank at? I waited on you, man. I was sitting there like, man, where's Frank at? Frank's going to love this story.
Somebody wrote you a novel there.
Yeah, it's my buddy Tyler Cagle. Tyler Cagle said, Tyler said that he believed that Floyd indecision, like me.
Tyler, we're going to give you the final thought on this.
He said, I don't even know if he's watching now because we only got like one or two people watching.
I got you.
He said, Floyd indecision. He said, McGregor by knockout. I really don't think Floyd can knock McGregor out. Floyd is fast, smooth, and experienced, but McGregor's younger, strong chin, and his power. Floyd, if Floyd knocks McGregor out, it's because he's going to be pissed and start being too aggressive.
Yeah,
I can see that, and that's what I was kind of getting at with if McGregor gets knocked out, it's gonna be because when he's jumping in, lunging in, leaning,
and I do see that happening. I see him getting tired of waiting and then for an opening. But God help Mayweather if he leaves an opening. If he leaves one, I mean, Connor's a dangerous man. I mean, we're not going to ever take that away from him. But that's what it's going to take for him to win, I think, is finding that opening.
Before we change subject real quick, the one thing that I can see that's going to help him is every time Floyd's got caught, it's been by Southpaw.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times he gets caught by Southpaw, except for Marcus Maidana.
Okay.
If you look up the Maidana fight, Maidana hurt him right at the end of like round six. Okay. Bad. Like he smoked him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a move that Floyd does where he'll throw a jab and then rock backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And when he throws that jab, he leans, pulls back, waits for you to throw.
So he can counter.
And then shoots back like you know, uses that torque, uses that body mm-hmm. weight. Well, Maidana. And that's the move I would watch because Floyd mm-hmm. does it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maidana caught him when he was coming back. Maidana didn't bite for it.
Yeah.
And that's on Maidana's corner. I just said, dude, mm-hmm. you got that timing.
Yeah.
Counter that again.
Mm-hmm.
Take the bait a little bit.
Yeah.
Take the bait a little bit. Don't get hit by it, but let it brush you. Mm-hmm. Let it touch you. Like he
turn
was
the
doing.
Tables.
Yeah, yeah, let it brush you so he's getting comfortable again throwing it.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, do it early.
Mm-hmm.
And when you land that same shot, he's a sucker for it because he goes, hands are down,
mm-hmm.
shoot straight in, and mm-hmm. Maidana threw his straight right when he started moving right into it.
Wow.
And Floyd had to grab the ropes and wobbled to his corner.
Wow.
I mean, so, you know, that's the stuff that his corner really needs to focus on. That's mm-hmm. why I was like, man, dog, let me be your trainer. You know, or just a helper. Because, man, I could.
Well, you know, we talk about Mayweather's IRS problems. Mm-hmm. There was also a story in the news today. The 68-year-old man,
mm-hmm.
he got laid off from his job, right?
Okay.
I can't remember what he was laid off for.
Mm-hmm.
But he was an employee. He had a tax-exempt job where he didn't have to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. Well, now the IRS is coming after him because he's been retired for so many years, so now they're wanting him to start giving a portion to it. Anyway, so he's been going back and forth with him, and he's trying to sue him and all this stuff. Well, finally, he sent a payment. And his form of payment was a severed finger, a joint, and a fake bomb he sent to the IRS.
Was he cut one of his fingers off?
Yes. 68-year-old man.
You crazy as hell. I'd be like, man, keep your money. You fine, dog. One person is not going to break this country.
Now, I've heard of people who... We've all seen those headlines where they roll quarters or they grab wheelbarrows full of change and goes and pays off these fines and IRS payments.
I ain't never heard nobody cutting off my freaking finger.
Never heard of a severed finger, a marijuana joint, and a fake bomb. Well, they've arrested him. I mean, he's in jail now.
Of course.
For multiple charges.
Especially the bomb thing. That's terrorist. I don't care if it's fake or not.
You know what? At least he can say, hey, I gave him the finger.
Boy, I don't know about all that. He gave him a finger, not just the finger. What in the world? You know you ain't right.
Right?
I can't even... Like, 99% of the people in this world are wired at some point. They couldn't cut off their own finger. Because the human brain will stop you.
Right.
You start cutting into you, like, oh, I can't, you know, and the brain takes over and everything starts. And no. And this dude just says, there goes my finger. I'm going to send it in the mail.
Have you ever done that? Like,
no, I've never cut my fingers off.
But have you, like, out of spite, like, repaid a debt, whether it be a bill and just, like, something spiteful, just like. Or vice versa, if somebody, like, okay, we worked in, for...
I'm sure I have, I just can't think.
You've had a lot of jobs.
I've had a lot of jobs.
Especially dealing with the public, where the public, somebody just comes in and they just, like, really catch you, like, what the hell is wrong with you? And they're, like, coming at you and they're, like, either trying to pay with, like, food, buy a car with food stamps, or they're, you know, no, you're going to give me this car for $10,000, give me this $40,000 car.
You know, I just tell them they're crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen. And I'm like, I tell him, if you want a $10,000 car, I'll get you a $10,000 car, but we're looking at $25,000. I'm sorry, buddy. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, but I'm going to be trading it in 5 years.
Yeah, it don't matter. 5 years is going to be worth about that 10 grand. But, and you know, so he severed a finger.
Yeah.
Sent a joint and a fake bomb.
Right.
To the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
So the IRS, well, this was this week?
Yeah.
So they had a bomb square also. Y'all gotta watch the beginning of the show to catch that one.
Oh my gosh.
I was building that up in my head the whole time, dog.
I really thought you was gonna come back with something poignant.
Nothing useful. Nothing. Y'all know. I can't be held accountable for the shit that comes out of my mouth.
Yeah, his name is Norman. He reportedly also sent a fake bomb, a bullet, and a marijuana joint to the IRS office in Utah, according to the Seattle Post-Intelligence. Yeah. Crazy. And he admitted to it. Yeah, he said.
He made that bomb square.
Yeah, he made the bomb square, and he broke that finger off, man. He broke it off in there.
Cut the whole finger off, dude. I stabbed myself once.
Right?
And it hurt. Like, I was scared.
Was it that Ricky Bobby moment where you're sitting in there, I can't feel my legs, and he stabs himself?
It's a small little bitty one on my forearm somewhere. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah. Before. Intentionally?
No, unintentionally. Okay. Completely unintentionally. Yeah. I hate pain.
Yeah.
I'm not a weirdo.
Well, I mean, I...
those weird people that be like, oh, I love pain. Fuck that.
I'm not a spiteful person. I've done a couple spiteful things in my life. Nothing like on that level. But I will never imagine... Hell, I mean, we all joke about paying somebody in like pennies. Oh man, I ought to just roll up.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I'd pay a fool in pennies before I chop my own finger off and send it to him. And that's not going to happen.
Holy crap! Yeah, yeah. He was in the Navy. He was in the he served 8 years in the Navy, and he felt filing grievance against federal agencies since then. He didn't believe he should pay taxes, being that he was a veteran and all of that.
I mean, I'm gonna put it this way: if they gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
To you know, if they gave it to him, then they shouldn't be able to take it back.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I think they don't have to.
if they go all the way through and retire from it.
Yeah.
Like, they get to the age where they can retire. I don't think they have. I can't remember how that goes. Any of my military people out there listening tonight, you know, y'all just...
Give us a call, yeah. Comment, shoot us an email. Yeah, yeah. He was laid off from his job as a civil defense contractor in the 1990s. Mm-hmm. And he served 8 years in the Navy, and where he worked as a civilian, and he also worked as a civilian electrician. But he feels because of his service to the country that he shouldn't have to pay taxes and such. Which I agree.
I agree too. Yeah. What did he get out? Did he get hurt?
No, it just said after he left, he got laid off while he was a defense contractor in the 90s. And I guess due to the terms, because he was laid off, he wasn't like an honorable discharge or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, you're going to start paying taxes now.
That's kind of bullshit.
Yeah. He agreed and he sent him the finger in a bomb square.
Bomb square, boy, get your time.
And now he's in the joint.
He sent the joint. Now he's in the joint. Gave him the finger. Had a bomb square. That's the greatest. You should have wrote that headline.
I should have. It's a thing I do. You know, get some little quips in there. But yeah, we got some other stories in there. But quips.
Man, I mean, that's just some shit that goes on in this world like that. I mean, if they gave it to him, they should have never took it back.
I agree. And for anyone that...
Racist people will say that's Indian given.
That's Yone given, man. That's what I will never understand that expression.
I had that discussion this week. That's why I said it.
Thank you. Because I hear that. So I hear someone's calling it Indian giver. And I'm going to try not to get lit. Now, yes, we got
I'm trying not to get lit.
We got the Cherokee Nation flag behind us. But how can you call somebody an Indian giver? If you know the origins of this expression, please let me know.
We looked it up this week. And there's no strong origin to it.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like the scalping thing. They attribute that to Indians, but it was the colonists that came over. I'm trying to use the term.
White people. They call me Indian. Yeah. They call them white.
It's the Yonegs that came over, and they were scalping the natives and sending those scalps back to England for cash and money. And then Indian given, the Yone given.
You know, that's also where the term skin comes from.
Right.
Where natives use.
Right.
Where they're like, you know, what's up, skin?
Mm-hmm.
As natives say that, that's also sadly where the term came from. They would say, you know, how many skins you got? And it's the scalp.
Right. And then, of course, they gave us our own land and then took it back. And how they going to call us Indian givers? I mean, maybe it's because they're dumbasses in the casino giving us their money back. I don't know. But
we trying to take it over. I keep telling them, you know
what? I'm trying not to get too political
What I want to do, I'm going to run for president. Yeah, I'm gonna run for president.
That's fine. I want some silent partner, some silent.
You'd be a campaign manager, man.
There we go. Hell yeah.
I'd be like, look, I need someone to write the speeches, and I can tell them. That's all I need.
That's awesome. Just don't call any bomb squares.
No bomb squares. But what I would do is I'd run for president. You know why? Because there's enough money. Cherokee Nation gets $500 million, right? It's like $1 or $2 billion to run for president, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or even like almost $1 billion to run for president.
Yeah.
We got enough tribes. If we could get one native, they would sponsor.
That's true.
Run for president.
Yeah.
And there's enough skins out there in the world.
Still. Oh, those Seminoles, man. They got the money.
Yeah. I mean, Cherokee Nation gets $500 million.
Yeah, they reinvest all that, though, man. Mm-hmm. Seminoles, they pay to live, man. If you just got a couple of drops of Seminole blood in there, man, they're sending you a check.
They're taking care of it. But that was my theory. I said they could take all their money and slowly save it and put it back to sponsor one native to run for president.
I'm not knocking him. I'm not starting that can of worms. I'm just saying, look who won this one. Anything can happen. That's all I'm going to say.
Arlo Jumper, 2020. Yeah. 2020, baby. Make it happen. Arlo and Richmond. Hey, there man, we go. Going to the White House. We'd be doing the podcast at the White House.
Oval Office. There we go.
So awesome.
Don't act like we wouldn't do it.
I'd do it in a heartbeat if they let me run for president. I'd put my name on the ballot just to do it.
Yeah.
I'd win Cherokee County, I guarantee you that. Donald Trump sure wouldn't win Cherokee County. Hillary wouldn't win Cherokee County. Arnold Jumper would be owning this county.
That's all right. Yeah, you get investigated for anything, I'm calling in your bomb square.
Bomb square for me. Yeah, that's right, baby.
All right, but yeah, we are winding down to the final minutes of the show, and as we do every week, you know, I'm for for the AA meeting, I'm Adam. Don't forget, we are looking for sponsors. So if you've got a business, if you've got a company, event, something you would like to get some advertising about, give us a shout out. Send us an email, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. We'll feature you on the show. I can throw you some fancy graphics on there. We can throw you a commercial or whatever. We'll send you some revenue. But do the same for us. Scratch our back, we'll scratch yours. But as always, that's it for me this week. We're going to send it over to my man Arlo for some words to live by.
What's the words to live by today? We really didn't have a super hard topic today, like that was just heartfelt. So we're just going to break out some motivational shit, you know, just get you fired up a little. You know, every day I tell people, you know, you need to remind yourself. Every day, remind yourself to do the work. The problem with everybody not getting to places is they don't want to put the work in. Get up, get out, put the work in, get your grind on. The thing is people also need to drop the ego. Every day, drop the ego, learn to drop the ego, get out, gain some knowledge. Knowledge is power, regardless. And I'm not talking about it ain't got to be college courses. It's got to be just knowledge. The more you know, the more you grow, and that's as straight up as real as it can be. Because at the end of the day, you got to be willing to go out. You got to be willing to go out, put in the work. You got to be willing to go harder, go farther, man, than anybody can perceive sensible. That's the honest truth. Remember, life's short. Live passionately, like we do about this time. Keep living strong. Keep training strong. Most importantly, baby, keep loving strong. AA meeting. Till next Sunday. We out.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.